Hey, yeah. Quick question.
Okay.
First off, I agree with the lady that called about the support of the military, because I'm in the military, and it's a pretty common fact that stuff like that is happening as far as target support for the military.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, when you say people being harassed by the bell ringers,
yeah.
When's the last time you had a bell ringer go, "Hey, shoppa, come give me some money"? I mean, all they're doing is ringing a bell.
They're not chasing after any. I think it's
it's like
a guilt trip or something.
Exactly. That's what I put it on.
Yeah.
I think it's people being tightwads and just not wanting to, not saying they don't want to help, but just feeling put out if they're, you know, if it's suggested that you walk by a pot without putting anything in it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's on them.
Well, very good call, man. Thanks.
So, hey, take care.
You too. 539-9750 or 238-0975. No bell ringers outside Target again. What do you think?
Hey, man, I'll tell you what I think is that nobody gets hassled. It's a case-by-case basis all the time, individual by individual. If you want to give, give. Every time I see one of those people, you know, whenever I see them, I give once a day. And, you know, the people who freaking say that they get hassled, they're lying. They don't get hassled. I've never seen one Salvation Army dude jump somebody for not giving money.
chasing you through the aisles?
That junk that the people were talking earlier is a crock. And the lady that was talking about Target earlier, yeah, that stuff is right. My dad was a commander of the American Legion post in California. They tried to get Target to sponsor him for something. And nothing against, you know, anybody's, you know, free will and free right for everything. You know, it's exactly everything that I fight for, because I am a soldier. However, they would not give to the American Legion because they do not support anybody in the war or the war at all. And the thing about it is they support gay and lesbian rights and other things. So I say if you're gonna give to one group, give it to them across the board. You know,
yeah.
That's the reason why. You know, the reason why we fight for what we fight for.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, man. Thanks.
See you. No more bell ringers outside Target still, and it's been since 2004. This is the third holiday season since, and we've had a lot of passion out on this thing. Go ahead. What do you think?
Okay, I don't want to seem like an American for having my opinion, you know, but Target is a store for the masses, you know, like a big corporation like Walmart and everything, but they pride themselves in being more upper class, you know, and just, you know, I don't know, just being a nicer store in general than just, per se, Walmart or Kmart. And for that, they don't want to hassle their customers. I mean, I know somebody that works there, and they've told me this before. And so they do donate to Salvation Army. They help build our Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. I mean, they do a lot for us and for, you know, donations and stuff. They just do it in a different way.
So you think people are just overreacting a little bit to this?
Yeah, my dad is like that. He refuses to shop there. But my mom and I and my friends, we all shop there anyway.
Yeah, I think it's a shame, but honestly, you know, it's a different
type of store. I mean, I wish that they would. I really wish they would, because it's just, you know, it's something you see at Christmas time.
Yeah.
But I think that they're not donating. They really are. They're just doing it a different way.
Well, thanks. Very good point this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, what do you think?
This is going to sound really mean, but I have an explanation for it. I don't give money at all.
To anything?
No, not to the bell ringers.
Okay.
Because a few years ago, I was out shopping, and this guy started heckling me because I didn't give him any money. And he's like, "You look like you have money. Why don't you come and give us some of your spare change?" And I was like, "I don't have any spare change to give you. Otherwise, I would." And then I come back out about an hour later, and he's still there. He's like, "Well, looks like you have all these bags and packages." He's like, "Looks like you could give us a few dollars." And I'm like, "Well, you know what? I don't have any spare change. I had a budget, and I spent the budgeted money."
Wow. So, yeah, an actual story about this.
So I don't give any money to the bell ringers. It sounds horrible, but, you know, if you're going to heckle me for not giving money when I don't have it, you're not going to get it.
But that's not a Salvation Army-wide thing. That's probably just one dude being a jerk. You know what I mean?
Well, it bugged me, so I don't do it at all. Like, if I feel like doing it, I'll mail it in, you know, but I won't do the bell ringers.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Hey, what do you think?
Hi, I just have a comment about the Salvation Army Target thing. If people have a problem walking past someone ringing a bell trying to collect money for needy or whatever, my thing is they'll go camp out at Target all night. Target will allow that, and that's tackier than any single person ringing a bell standing next to a red bucket. every time I pass the Salvation Army bucket, I drop at least a dollar in. How hard is it? And God forbid, should some of these people that are calling in thinking it's not a great thing, God forbid, should they ever need the Salvation Army services, because they don't deserve it.
Good stuff. Thanks for calling.